Boston Thomas Sanford.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Boston Thomas, we had to work. Do some way and do something with it, was right or wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you ever hear anybody call it a knick-knack? Kind of a snack or?
Yeah, it was a snack.
Yeah.
I had one old uncle that said he put his feet under the table 5 times a day. He'd come in about 10 o'clock and we'd eat a piece of jelly and bread. And by the middle of the evening, he'd done the same thing again, besides 3 meals.
Yeah,
but he lived old.
Time.
He lived to be 95.
Uh-huh,
it didn't
uh-huh.
hurt him.
Yeah.
So he worked.
Mm-hmm. But what about coffee? How'd you make the coffee?
My grandmother bought coffee to drink.
She did what?
She drank coffee.
Uh-huh.
I drank coffee when I was in the service. We had cold coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Mixed up coffee with the sugar in it, the cream oil in it, the cold coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't drink it. I never did drink it.
Mm-hmm.
Now my uncle and aunt, you know, they got all the coffee. They got on to a coffee substitute, which was a cereal.
Oh.
Made by Kellogg.
Huh.
It was made out of green crops, wheat or something, toasted. It made a drink that was a substitute for coffee.
Uh-huh.
But my grandmother used daily distilled stuff. She got hooked on coffee. And she liked it.
And how did she make it?
As far as I know, she just put coffee in a pot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Just a regular?
She had to ground coffee.
Right.
I don't even see how to do this.
It didn't perk or anything like that? Just
not a pot. Boil it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. And what would you call the kind of pan that you'd, like, cast iron fry things in?
Fry pan?
Yeah. Did you have different kinds of those? Sometimes they had some with little legs on the bottom, I guess, that you could put in the fireplace or something.
I know what you're talking about. We had a bunch of them. We never had them. That was really cooking the chicken.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
I tell you, then the lid, see, was a great thick lid where we could put coals in the top for the thing, too.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen them, but we never had them.
Yeah.
All the cooking I seen was done on the wood stove that was.
Mm-hmm.
And that we looked at has been there 50 years. Almost.
Yeah.
It looks like it, don't it?
Yeah, it looks though so clean and everything that it's.
Yeah, I'd say it's been there too long. But I got the top of one spotted. I'm going to rebuild it.
And what about for washing the dishes? What would you use?
They were always washed in the kitchen in the dish before they had to sit.
Uh-huh. Did you have some kind of cloth to use to
dish
wash?
Rag.
Uh-huh. And how about to dry?
Had a dish towel.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever heard the saying when you drop the dish rag, that's the signal company's coming?
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Oh, drop the dish rag.
Mm-hmm.
Was coming.
Mm-hmm.
This'll say it.
Okay. What about, did you ever grow peanuts here?
This place didn't grow peanuts till we found out you could grow them with land plants like the last few years. It lacked a calcium or phosphorus.
Mm-hmm.
But we can grow them.
Mm-hmm.
Years ago we did. Now, they used to grow on the river.
Mm-hmm.
It's a different land, different soil types. So you have clay land, you can grow something else.
Yeah.
But now we could grow them here if you put that land plaque into them.
Right.
Pinders.
Pinders, is that what they call them here?
Pinders, beans, groundlets.
Mm-hmm. Both.